Hey, this is John Mouse, and you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts.
And when I asked for a separate room, it was late at night, and we've been driving since noon. But if I'd known how that would sound to you, I would have stayed in your bed for the rest of my life, just to prove I was right, that it's harder to be friends than lovers. And you shouldn't try to mix the two, 'cause if you do it and you're still unhappy, then you know that the problem is you. And it's true that I stole your lighter, and it's also true that I lost the map. But when you said that I wasn't worth talking to, I had to take your word on that. But if you'd known how that would sound to me, you would have taken it back and boxed it up and buried it in the ground. Boxed it up and buried it in the ground. Boxed it up and buried it in the ground. Burned it up and thrown it away. And you put in my hand a loaded gun, and then told me not to fire it. When you did the things you said were up to me, and then accused me of trying to fuck it up. But you've never been a waste of my time. It's never been a drag. So take a deep breath and count back from 10, and maybe you'll be alright. And the license said you had to stick around until I was dead. But if you're tired of looking at my face, I guess I already am. But you've never been a waste of my time. It's never been a drag. So take a deep breath and count back from 10, and maybe you'll be alright.
Hello and welcome to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. It's a pleasure to have you here. We started things off with Liz Phair from Exile in Guyville. I don't know what I've been thinking about that record lately. Such an amazing record, and it's 25 years old, which is astonishing. But yeah. Great record. That was the song, Divorce Song, and action-packed. Good for you, Liz Phair. On today's show, got a couple of bands from Toronto that we're going to listen to. Got a preview for Winter Waste, which is happening this Friday night. And I'm going to be giving away some tickets. So about halfway through the show, tickets to Diet Sig, who are playing at the Cobalt on Saturday night. So that's exciting. And yeah, good show. Good show. Keep it locked in for the next hour. We're going to start off with this, the Toronto band I made reference to, More. He has a brand new single. It's called Heaven's Only Wishful. It's accompanied by a beautiful video. And this song is very lovely. So yeah, let's give a listen to this. More from Toronto, Heaven's Only Wishful.
I'm just a poor boy. Hoping to find meaning.
I need the bread, but somehow I know it's gonna fix my head. When I buy a few dresses and a fancy car, so I better go out looking for my lucky star.
Thank you. Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Newspapers and magazines did you regularly read to stay informed and to understand the
I've
world?
Read most of them, again, with a great appreciation for the press, for the media.
Like, what ones specifically?
All of them.
Want to know more than Sarah Palin? Join CITR's Current Affairs Coordinator Alex DeBoer every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. in room 2514 in the AMS Nest to learn best practices for covering local current affairs topics for radio. The weekly training sessions will cover writing for radio, determining newsworthiness, media ethics, interviewing, writing balanced stories, and more.
We'll be right back.
right. That was Mr. Merlot from his record, City Sex Volume 1, his tape. That was the song Shapeshifting. Indeed. That blung, the sound, the instrumentation in there reminded me so much of like early to mid 90s dance remixes. There's something about that. I don't know what that sound is, how to describe it. Just the boong, boong. Ah, very good. An unused tool in the producer's arsenal. So good for Mr. Merlot for bringing that back. I'll talk about Mr. Merlot more in one sec. Before that, we heard Glass Candy with their song Miss Broadway. We just got a massive cache of Italians Do It Better CDs and records here at the station. So expect to hear more from the Glass Candy and Co. In the future. Glass Candy, produced by Johnny Jewel, featuring Johnny Jewel, and he has, there's a bunch of records that he's put out that we now have, so we'll be listening to those in the coming weeks. Before that, we heard U.S. Girls from her brand new, out next week, record, A Poem Unlimited. That's the song Rosebud. March 25th, a Sunday night, Meg Remy and U.S. Girls are going to be in town, and they're going to be, we're going to have an interview with Meg from U.S. Girls on Dunkin' Donuts on the Thursday before that show. So March 22nd, look out for that, an interview with U.S. Girls. Very excited about that. And at the top, we heard more from Toronto with his new single, Heaven's Only Wishful. Indeed. So I said I'd talk a bit more about Mr. Merlot, and he is going to be hosting a very important event this Friday night. It's at Pat's Pub, or what used to be called Pat's Pub is now called Hastings Mills Brewing Company. We're still calling it Pat's Pub. Come on. And it is called, it's Winter Waste. So Music Waste is the finest music festival in the city. Happens around the first week of June every year. But they have, for the past several years, started Winter Waste, which is a one-night primer, warm-up, get excited about submitting to Music Waste event with a collection of excellent local bands. So this Friday's lineup is going to have Swim Team, Anybody's, Yep, Necking, Champion Lawnmower, and then Mr. Merlot with the hosting duties, and hopefully singing a couple numbers too, right? So let's do a bit of a preview for that. We're going to hear Champion Lawnmower from their new cassette, Babies. This is an event that I remember very well. This song is called Lyme Crisis of 2014. It was real. It was tough. All right, that was Swim Team from the cassette Agony Club number 3. That was the song Tendency. And before that, we heard Champion Lawnmower from the cassette Babies. That was the song Lime Crisis of 2014. They will be appearing with a bunch of other great bands, including Necking and Yip and Anybody's and Mr. Merlot at Ye Old Pat's Pub Friday night. It's going to be a blast. And if you are in a band, you should definitely apply to Music Waste. Applications will open after that event. So starting Saturday, get your demos in there and play Music Waste. It's the best. Next, I'm going to play a band called Diet Sig. They're going to be at the Cobalt this Saturday night, along with Great Grandpa and the Spook School. Pretty good openers. I don't know anything about them, but I like the names. So yeah, that's a show at the Cobalt this Saturday. If you would like a pair of tickets to go see Diet Sig, I encourage you to do so. And you should give me a call. The number is 604-822-2487. 604-UBC-CITR. Give us a call and give me a call, and a pair of tickets with you. Your name will be on the guest list with you and a buddy. I'm really botching this. Anyways, let's give a listen to Breathless from a couple years ago from the album Over Easy. This is Diet Sig. Call in, please. Here we go.
Out on the street, in the book of the dead, Have you ever used or wanted to use a community lending library, collective workshop, or bike co-op? Come out to Making Space, Questioning Power and Privilege in Makerspaces on Wednesday, November 29th in the Mount Pleasant Neighborhood House from 5 to 8 p.m. to examine how power and privilege shows up in makerspaces and explore strategies that support more inclusive and equitable initiatives. Go to diversityandmakerspaces.eventbrite.ca to register for this event, and there'll be free food.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Girl Pool with their new single Picture Song, produced by Blood Orange, who's coming to town. He's going to be here in September, which is so exciting, and that's a very lovely song. Girl Pool. Before that, we heard Mega Bog from the album Happy Together. That was the song Fui. That album came out last year. And she's going to be opening for Destroyer at the Commodore on Friday night, which should be a blast. So before Mega Bog, we heard Destroyer from the new album Ken. That was album highlight, if you ask me. Stay Lost and enjoy yourself if you're going down to the Commodore on Friday. Not an exciting venue to me so much anymore, but for Destroyer, it's just right. It's perfect. And at the top, we heard Diet Sig from their album Over Easy. That was the song Breathless. Still have those tickets, so if you're interested in going to see Diet Sig on Saturday for free, call in to 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR for a pair of tickets. Sad news yesterday. Redgate announced that they are being evicted. They have been at their venue or their space on East Hastings since 2011, I believe. And they have just received notice that they need to vacate by the end of May, which means no music waste at Redgate, no Alley Fest, no summer shows at Redgate. They're trying to find a new venue, and I really hope they do, but it's still very bummer news. So I've got a song to play for the current landlord of Redgate. His name is Chip Wilson. You might know him from saying many offensive things about women's bodies and ethnic groups, and this is dedicated to him. This is a song, Snake at the Gate by Prom Body. Here we go. This is Prom Body. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was the band What's Hot, featuring Casey Bourque on vocals, and that was their song Strathcona. And Strathcona's changing a lot. There's big new condos, and I mean, it's inevitable that it was going to gentrify, but it's still weird that it is. Yes. And at the top, or before that, we heard Snake at the Gate, and that goes out to good old Chip. And wishing strength and good wishes to the folks at Redgate, and hope they find a new home very soon. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. Yeah, back next week. And going to close things out with a band from Lethbridge called An Ant and an Atom. And they recorded a song at CITR. And it was released as part of the Fishbowl Sessions live from CITR, which came out, I think, like New Year's Eve or something like that, a little bit ago. And I've been trying to figure out how to play the song. I just haven't fitted into my show yet, but I love it. It's such a beautiful song. And I'm going to close with that. It's called Night at Midday, and you can download it for yourself if you go to citr.bandcamp.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I will see you all next week, and maybe see you at Winter Waste.